This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Here at Radio Astronomy, the podcast from the makers of BBC Sky at Night magazine, we're running a special series of daily episodes in celebration of Back Garden Astronomy Week, taking you through everything you need to know to get out and start observing the moon. Back Garden Astronomy Week runs from the 2nd to the 9th of March 2020, but if you've missed it, don't worry. The tips and tricks from the series will work just as well at any other time of year, and you can always sign up at www.skyatnightmagazine.com/backgarden to receive your free beginner's guide. Day 3. The moon is large enough and close enough to Earth that we can see surface details with the naked eye, which is why you might have noticed that the features never seem to change. This is because the time the moon takes to spin once on its axis is the same as the time it takes to complete one orbit, meaning the same face of the moon is always turned towards us, what's known as a synchronous rotation. The effect comes from the Earth and the moon's long relationship. Over their 3.5 billion years together, the two have reached a kind of gravitational balance, resulting in the moon's orbit. The result is that we always see the same face of the moon turned towards us, and so the visible surface features become quite familiar. Although we see the same side of the moon at all times, the moon's phases mean that we can't see all of it, the exception being at the full moon. When the moon is illuminated, you should notice that there are many dark patches on its surface. These are called the lunar seas. Although they're called seas, they're nothing to do with liquid water. Instead, they are large regions of solidified lava. Their dark appearance contrasts well against the light areas between them, the regions which are referred to as the lunar highlands. Most lunar seas have Latin names, which are prefixed with the word mare, Latin for sea, though they are just as commonly known by their modern translations. For instance, Mare Tranquillitatis is more commonly known as the Sea of Tranquility, the spot where Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin took their small steps for man and giant leaps for mankind. If you want to get to know these sites better, why not try drawing them? Astronomical sketching is a great way to get to know the night sky, as it forces you to really look at what's up there. For the moon, it's usually best to start with a circle already drawn out on a piece of paper. Then, draw the line where the light side meets the dark side and use that as a framework for where the lunar features are. This can be trickier than you would imagine, so remember, this isn't for an art class. It doesn't have to be perfect and you can always start over. Relax, take your time, and enjoy it. If you're looking to step up your lunar observing, it might be time to start considering grabbing a pair of binoculars or a small telescope. The moon is of a world of brightly lit areas and dark shadows. Occasionally, these alternating areas of light and dark can create interesting patterns or familiar-looking features, These are collectively known as the Clair Obscur effects, a term which means light and shadow. These effects are usually only visible for a short time each month, sometimes just a few hours, so you'll need to look up beforehand when one will be in view. The Sky Guide in BBC Sky Night magazine will usually list if there are any particularly good ones that month, so make sure you pick up a copy to see if any are on their way. One particularly good Clair Obscur to see is known as the Jewelled Handle, which will be visible during Back Garden Astronomy Week on the 4th of March. To find it, look for Mare Imbrium, the Sea of Storms, which is the largest of the lunar seas. Towards the northwest shore, you should see a small semicircular dark area, which has become known as Sinus Iridum, the Bay of Rainbows. A curved mountain range defines the semicircular edge of this bay. These are called the Jura Mountains. When the lunar dawn approaches, the peak of these mountains catch the early dawn sunlight and appear as a beautiful arc of light which extends into the lunar night, producing the Jewelled Handle. This needs a bit of magnification to see, so use binoculars or a small telescope and you should be able to find it. That's it for today. For detailed guides about what to see on the moon, why not subscribe to BBC Sky at Night magazine? Check out the latest print and digital subscription offers at www.skyatnightmagazine.com/subscribe and discover more great sights on the lunar surface each month.